Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel Him made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has walked and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise God. This is Macedonia Call around the globe. We're coming to you from Southern Ohio. We're here with my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, Evangelist Sister Phyllis Centers, and her husband, Brother Bobby Centers. And right now we want to come to you with prayer. And we've got some prayer requests here. Sister Sandra Combs, she had a massive stroke. Please be praying for her in Circleville, Ohio. Carol Proctor, she's given her heart to the Lord, but she has cancer. Let's pray for her healing. Keith Green has cancer. He's in the hospital from what we understand. We don't know if he has salvation, but pray for him. And we've got a praise report. There was a lady we got word beginning of this week. Her name was Kelly Noble. She was on life support, a young woman, and she since then has come off the life support. She has pneumonia, but she is talking to her family, and God is really moved for her. So if we'll go right now in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you, God, go into the homes, Lord, all over this world, dear God, wherever this broadcast reaches. Lord, touch them that have diabetes and cancers and aches in their bodies. And, Lord, you know all about everybody's situation, Lord. Maybe they're shut in and they can't even get out of their home, Lord, and maybe they can only hear by computer or the telephone. Lord, we ask that you encourage them, Lord. Them that have demons, Lord, demonic spirits in their homes and in them, Lord, maybe demon possession. God, you know all about it, Lord, and you are the one, dear God, the spirits are subject unto you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green.
All right, it's good to be with you tonight. And I'm just thanking the Lord for being saved tonight and on my way to heaven. You know, if you're not saved, we mentioned this last week, you can be. You know, the door of mercy is still open. There's still salvation available. And whosoever will can still call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And we know that Jesus is the name of the Lord. That the Bible tells us there is none other name under heaven given among men. In Acts 4:12, it says there's only one name that whereby that men can be saved. Now we know today there's many religions that claim that they know the way to heaven. You know, I was thinking in John chapter 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we know tonight that there's not 100,000 or whatever different ways to get to heaven. If there had been, Christ would never have died on the cross. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 that he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So we're healed not only in our spirit, but we're healed in our bodies. If we can believe, Jesus said, we can receive. He said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. So if thou canst believe. So our part is believing, and where he sees faith, he will answer. Sometimes you'll have to hold on till the answer comes, and faith will be tried. And we're going to go back into the broadcast. We have a caller. I want you to come in now. Tell us who you are.
423.
Come in.
Praise the Lord. Brother Green, this is Brother Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
All right. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Well, just go ahead there, and I'll just sit back here and listen and amen you and pray for you. And,
okay.
And I'll take my chance there after a while.
Praise God. I'd like to give the number. If you want to call in, if you're listening by your computer and you want to call in, just call in at 347-989-8862. Again, that is 347-989-8862. So it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, you can email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. And I'll give that again before this at the end of the broadcast. Here's Brother Green again.
Okay, I want to start out here in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And we've been talking about Paul and Silas. We also talked about Paul and Barnabas. And they went on that first missionary journey. Then they had a falling out there, the Bible said there, in about the last part of the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. And they kind of disagreed over John Mark. Paul wanted not to take him, thought it was not good. And so Barnabas thought it would be good to take him. So they had a parting of the ways. And we're coming now into the 16th chapter. And Paul and Silas is on their second journey. And in the 16th verse, and I think I read some of this last week, it says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. Now I want you to notice there that he turned and said to the Spirit. He didn't turn and say to the girl, although we know that the Spirit was in the girl, because the Bible said that she had, in the 16th verse, a spirit of divination, and that she brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. So this damsel, it says there in the 16th verse, was possessed with a spirit. Now, this spirit was not of God. This was a spirit from the other side. You know, there's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of light, and there's a kingdom of darkness. And Paul was grieved when she kept following them, and she was saying the right thing, because she said, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. But he was grieved, the Bible said, in the 18th verse, and I'm coming to you from the 16th chapter of Acts, if you have your Bible. He said, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now, we don't know exactly what happened there, because the Bible don't say. But it says that he came out the same hour. Well, I was thinking about this, that the Bible says that this spirit was a he. Now, I don't know a lot about spirits, but I know that if you got a bad spirit, if it's from the devil, you're going to have somebody believe the Bible, has to believe the Word of God, has to be a Christian, born again, has to believe in the name of Jesus to cast that spirit out. I know there are places where people used trickery and that kind of thing. I think over in Acts chapter 8, there was a man, Simon the Sorcerer, and he followed the apostles. After that, he believed, I think it was Philip preaching the Word of God there at Samaria. Philip went down there and cast out many devils, the Bible said, and many that were sick of the palsy were healed. And the Bible said there was great joy in that city. And Simon was bewitching the people with some kind of trickery, and they thought he was the great power of God, but he wasn't. He was somehow he was using some kind of sorcery in doing it. Now we know there's black magic and that kind of thing, but this girl had a spirit in her, and it was a bad spirit, you know. It wasn't something that was going to do her any good. You can't get anything from the devil that's going to do you any good. If you get something, you want it to be from God. If you want to get the Holy Spirit, you have to get the Holy Spirit from God. And anyhow, the Bible tells us there are many spirits, but thank God we can have the right spirit. We don't have to end up with the wrong spirit. We can live right, and we can end up with the Spirit of Christ. If we will ask the Lord for his spirit, he says he'll give us his spirit. And I'm turning over here to Brother Yearwood. Maybe he's got something to say here.
Praise the Lord. Brother, I'm just thinking, you know, that lady had that spirit on her. She was bringing her masters a lot of money and stuff into them, but thank God when Paul turned and told that spirit to come out of her, that spirit had to obey in that same hour that spirit come out. And, you know, praise God, we can go on down through our just a little bit further, and we can find there that that whenever they come out, them people, they even sought to take Paul and them and put them in jail, you know, and put them in prison and bound them. And praise God, they had them bound there in the midnight hour. You know, Paul and Silas, they did not worry about who was going their bail. They just began to pray and began to sing songs unto God, and the earthquake come and shook the place, and the old prisoner was charged there, you know, to keep them, that they wouldn't get away. If they got away, you know, they was going to take his life. But whenever that earthquake come and woke them up, and the Paul and them was free to go then, praise God, I understand that Paul told that guard there, he said, when he pulled his sword, he said, "Do yourself no harm. We're all still here." You know, praise God, that's the way it is today. We can go to God, and we may be bound up with something, have a spirit that have us bound, but we can go to God and speak to the Lord, and the spirit of that of Satan has to drop off from us, has to let us go. You know, that's what people needs to know today, that all they've got to do is to go to the Lord. And, you know, we can go on down further and find out that the same ones that beat Paul and them and put them into prison sent words that, hey, just loosen them, let them go. But Paul and them refused to go. They said, "You tell them that beat us to an open and shame, you tell them to come and set us free." You know, they refused to go because They knew who God was. They know what power they was of. And, you know, we've got that same power today. We can speak to them spirits that's in people's lives and set them free. And I know that many times that we've done it, and I know that God is still God. And he said he had no respect for person. What he done with Paul and them, he desired to do it with us. We just got to have an open mind and an open spirit and be open to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be open to the Spirit of God and obey the Spirit of God, and God will give us the power to cast them out. He'll give us power to speak to them unclean spirits and to set them free. I know that God does it because I've done it before, and I know he'll still do it today because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change, and I just praise God for that. I just thank God for an opportunity to tell the world that there is a man, that his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he's looking for people to speak to them spirits and set people free. He's looking to people. He tells us these works that I do, you shall even do greater than these because I go back unto the Father. My friend, tonight all we've got to do is to tell the Lord to move the spirits out of people's lives. And I know not every spirit is going to go out real freely like, but we are supposed to have the Spirit of God enough in us that we can make them come out. They have to obey the Spirit, and they have to obey God. And whenever we speak the word, these are not our words that we speak, but they are the Lord's. And God's word will not return to void, but it accomplishes what it's sent forth to do. And I thank God tonight that we can speak of the word of God, and we know that God's going to do what he said he would do. I tell you, I've had the spirits not bragging or boasting on Lord Yearwood because I can do nothing of myself, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. I've spoke to them spirits, and I've had them to tell me that they knew me, they were going to kill me, they were going to kill my family, they were going to do this, and they were going to do that. But thank God they didn't, because they had to come out, because I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for them to come out, and they come out. They come out of crying, they come out of chewing and slobbering and everything else. But I've seen them just fall just like a dead man in the floor, just like the word said that they would fall. But praise God, they would rise up in a little bit later on. And then they need to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost down in their life, down in their system, to fill up of the empty space where the devil come out of. If you don't get it filled up, then there's a spot there that spirit can come back into, and it'll bring seven more spirits, more weaker than itself to enter back into. And they said the seven of the body of that person will be seven times worse than it was the first time. But praise God, it gets filled up with the Holy Ghost. There ain't no room for the devil to come into, no room for it to move back in there. And I just praise God that we do have that Spirit of God in our lives, that we can speak to them spirits just as Paul spoke in that self-same hour. They have to come out. Praise God. I'm thankful that we're serving a living God that have all power in heaven and earth. And he gives us that same power if we'll just obey him and we walk uprightly before him. We got that same power to command them spirits to come out just as Paul did. Our name may not be written in this holy book, but it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And my friend, if it's written there, we've got the same power that Paul got. We got the same power that Matthew and Mark and John and all the rest of them got. All we've got to do is just speak the word and believe it. And we do that. God's going to do the work. Hallelujah.
Right.
God's one that does it. And everybody else, just speak the word of God, and God will do the work that he said he would do. I just praise God for an opportunity to come in here and just lift up the name of Jesus and tell the world that God so loved them enough that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I praise God for that. I'll turn it back to you, Brother Green. God bless you.
Woo, praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. We're feeling the Spirit of God right here. The Holy Ghost is moving on you. And, you know, I had my Bible open just to that scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that are wrought in God. Praise the Lord. We've got to call on his name. Jesus Christ is the only way. He said the man could try to come up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. But praise God, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the enemy in John 10:10. But God come that he give life and give it more abundantly. The spirits are subject into the name of Jesus. When Jesus went to the tomb and the man was tied there, he was out of his mind and he was cutting himself with stones. And he said, who are thou? And Jesus had spoke to him and they said, we are legion, for we are many. There was many devils inside that man. And they bid that they go into the swine. They asked Jesus, are you going to take care of us, do away with us before our time, my paraphrase in there. And Jesus let them go into the swine, and the swine ran into the waters, and there they died. But the spirits didn't die. They were set free because it wasn't their time. So there's still principalities of the air roaming around trying to look for, to take over someone, the demon possession, to come into somebody and make them do evil things. And but there's coming a day when that's going to be all done away with, thank God. It's going to be
amen.
And they're going to be cast into the lake of fire there with a false prophet, and the Antichrist is going to be. And I'm going to turn it over to Clint here.
All right. Appreciate what you said there, Brother Yearwood, Sister Joanna. You know, Jesus, you said something there. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, he's no respecter of person today. If we'll get down to business with God and we'll fast and call upon the Lord and get serious with God, then we can cast out devils. You
Amen.
Know, one place they brought this boy to Jesus, and first they brought him to the disciples, and they said, why couldn't we cast him out? The disciples couldn't cast this spirit out of this boy. And the man brought him to Jesus, and Jesus cast that spirit out. And he
Amen.
Received that spirit, and it came out. You know, I don't think we have to wrestle people. If we get the power of God like we need it and like we should have it, you know, the Bible said that Jesus cast out the spirits with his word.
Amen.
Now, he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father. You see, Jesus went back to the Father and sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And he said, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And he sent the 10, I think it was the 12 out in Matthew chapter 10, and he gave them power over all devils to cast them out. And he sent the 70 there in Luke chapter 10, I believe it is. He sent the 70. They came back rejoicing. They said, the devils are subject to us through thy name. He said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So we've got something to rejoice about. Even if we've never cast out devils, there's many people out there that, you know, have probably never cast out devils. And then there's other people that have like a ministry, seem like, of casting out devils, like everywhere they go. You know, they run into devils. Devils cry out and act up and manifest themselves. And I guess Brother A.A. Allen was one of those type of people. And they would bring people to him, and he would cast devils out. I used to go to church with a man, and they would bring people to him, and he'd cast devils out of them. He wasn't a pastor. He wasn't an evangelist. He was just a man of God. You know,
Amen.
We can all be men and women of God, and we can be powerful in God. We can cast out devils, and the Bible said we can lay hands on a sick, and a sick shall recover. These signs shall follow them that believe. You
Amen.
Know, when Jesus sent the 70 out and sent the 12 out, first of all, they came back. Well, they had had success on the battlefield. You know, they had went into the cities, they had cast out devils, and they lacked nothing, the Bible says. And then Jesus came, you know, and cast out devils. And the Pharisees said, well, he's casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus warned them that if I cast out devils, he said, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And he warned them that, and they also said, he warned them about blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know, there's power in the church today. The church has still got the power because Christ is still
Amen.
In the church. The true church has got power. Now, the false churches may not have no power. I'm talking about, you know, false doctrines and that kind of thing. But if you're a Christian tonight, you've got power. You're anointed. You're anointed with the Spirit of God. And we don't have to back up to the devil and run and hide when the devil shows his face. You know, some people are afraid of the devil, but hey, don't be afraid of the devil. You got the name of Jesus. You can back the devil up, and you can cast devils out. If you got problems in your home, you know, there's places where people's got houses that there's bad spirits in their houses, and they can cast those spirits out. But they have to do it through fasting and prayer and getting down to business with God. If you've got a bunch of junk in your house and you're trying to cast the devil out, well, you ain't going to get him out. If you're watching bad movies and you're...
90 seconds.
All righty, I'm going to turn it over to Joanna.
Praise God. Again, if you want to email us, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. If you want to call into the broadcast for prayer requests or just to give your testimony, it's 347-989-8862. We have 1 minute left, and we just if you want to hear Brother Yearwood on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, he's on for an hour. You can just log in to blogtalkradio.com, and it's Reaching the World for Christ Bible Talk. Is that right, Brother Yearwood?
That's right.
Go ahead there, Brother Yearwood. Pray for the people.
Okay, well, anybody want to tune in, just tune in there on Tuesday night for 1 hour, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So, well, let's go ahead and pray for the people. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for this service tonight. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the people, God, that's tuned in and listening. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will meet every need that they have, Father, Lord. heal them that's sick and afflicted, and God, save the lost, and the sanctify and fill the Holy Ghost, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. It went off, Brother Yearwood. Whew, that was good. You did really good. Thank you for coming in there like that.
Okay. All right, then. We'll talk to you later on then.
Okay, we appreciate you.
Okay, we appreciate you too.
All right.
God bless.
Tell Sister Betty hi.
Hi.
Hi. I guess we better hang up.
Okay.
Okay.
Mute. Thought it is.